A Wadsworth pop singer says she's releasing her first album as her true self. Natalie Grace Martin's record, She, Her, Hers, is about coming out as transgender. Moreover, she says, it's about coming back from heartbreak. For this week's Shuffle, I'm joined by Natalie Grace Martin and the Devil Strip's Brittany Nader. Brittany, I'll start with you because you wrote an article about Natalie last year.
It was kind of at the point where she was just ready to introduce the community to her music as Natalie Grace Martin. So that was something kind of new and fresh at the time. So now it's been about a year, so I'm sure a lot has happened since then.
Oh boy. So very much. Not long after the interview, my relationship with my wife ended. It was a very major turning point for me. You know, we had lasted through my transition as wife and wife for 2.5 years, and I was settled, you know. She said goodbye, and then I said hello to this entire new existence, even after I had already started a new existence. Wow. I thought, you know, I was still suffering my writer's block. I couldn't write any original music, and I just kept doing my cover songs. I kept trying the dating scene because it was very daunting being a freshly divorced, trans, parent of two with a public music career. I couldn't hope to find someone who was just okay with me being trans. They had to be open to joining the community with me because I'm out there in front of people going places and out and proud. And then the most surreal relationship in the world, I'm dating somebody who's known me since sixth grade. Mm. It's just been the most amazing. We've been together over 10 months now. It's ridiculous. And his presence in my life has easily been explainable as a muse. I dusted off my old production keyboard. I sat down and I started writing music again. This album came together in 2 months with the 16 songs that got pared down to 12. The lyrics I have on this album, they're me. And so track one, Me Today, is a song that's all about how happy I am to finally be me. But now I see I had it wrong, 'cause all I got singing angry songs was that's nice, cheer up. A song called Try Your Eyes Again in the Morning is for those who are feeling really suicidal. If you go to bed tonight, I swear a new day's gonna start. Just hold on. The way through is led by the light. From start to finish, the album sort of speaks about the experience, and it's peppered with love songs because it is first and foremost a pop album.
Brittany, you've had a chance to hear. Have you heard the entire album?
Yeah.
Some tracks?
Yeah, I mean, something I kind of wanted to ask, too, is you had this career playing different styles of music, mm-hmm. and then this is, you know, an album that's completely you. It's your message and what you want to say, and it's more pop-oriented. And I feel like in Akron, specifically, when you go to shows, it's like rock bands or acoustic singer-songwriters. You never really hear about local pop artists. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
When I sat down to realize my voice, I was like, well, I'm a pop singer. Mm-hmm. That's what I am. Considering that I spent 6 years in LA honing that craft and I got my degree in contemporary vocal performance, I can't fight the fact that I'm a pop singer any more than I can fight the fact that I'm a transgender woman. It is incredibly hard for me to find people to do shows with. Mm-hmm. I'm sort of going on the faith that pop is universal enough to appeal to people who are even into the grunge rock scene or into the blues scene.
Natalie, how have you talk about the music, how have you been received in the Northeast Ohio community as a trans artist?
Wonderfully.
Yeah.
I was at a point now where I could do large venue functions with other local acts, and my being trans isn't even a factor in it. It's not even part of the draw. Because that is sort of the goal. Mm-hmm. In the long run, when anyone comes out, all they're really trying to seek is normalcy again.
Natalie Grace Martin, thanks so much for sharing your story.
Thank you so much. It's been an honor.
Brittany Nader from the Devil Strip Magazine, thank you for being here too.
Thanks for having me again. You got a world to say, but it ain't gonna be fun. It's been running through your mind since you had one.